The Climate Prediction Center recently came out with its winter outlook for the United States. For meteorologists, winter consists of December, January, and February, the calendar months. Generally speaking, meteorologists say they can reliably predict the weather as far as 3 days out or so. So what should we think when we see these seasonal outlooks weeks in advance? Matt Rosenkranz is a meteorologist and seasonal forecaster for the NOAA Climate Prediction Center. That's the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Matt, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hi, everybody.
Well, tell us what, first of all, we're looking at for this winter in Wisconsin and this region of the country. What do we see in the latest seasonal outlook for winter?
So the latest seasonal outlooks from NOAA's Climate Prediction Center generally favor above normal temperatures. The odds for the above normal temperatures are slightly higher in northern Wisconsin and a little bit slightly lower in southern Wisconsin. It's just a slight tilt towards above normal temperatures. When we move to talk about precipitation, generally the Great Lakes region for this year is favoring slightly below normal precipitation, though it doesn't mean a single snowstorm couldn't be a blockbuster event. But generally, when you average out the entire winter, as you mentioned, December, January, February, when we add up all those numbers, we'll look at it's likely to be below normal.
And these seasonal outlooks, they don't say how much warmer or how much colder it might be or how much more dry or wet it might be. This is a numbers and an odds game when it comes when we're comparing it to an average year, right?
These outlooks from the Climate Prediction Center are absolutely based on the probabilities and odds. So kind of like if you were to get a set of loaded dice, we're thinking that the odds, you know, our forecast here is that the dice are going to come up to dry or warm a little bit more often than a really truly fair pair of dice would.
Now let's start digging into how you figure something like that out a little while out from a season. What kind of factors are you looking for in the climate and weather patterns that start to tell you which way these dice are loaded this year?
So some of the tools that we have statistical tools which look at sea surface temperature patterns across the world, and we'll do advanced pattern matching on those. That's called a constructed analog. We also do things called regressions and correlations, where we will correlate and do statistical relationships between snow cover over Canada, even snow cover in Eurasia. We'll even do sea surface temperature patterns, wind patterns that are out over the Pacific now. We have forecast models, so those are the ones that are run on these supercomputers that take in the past couple of days' worth of data and then say, if the world played according to these perfect fluid dynamics equations, what would the world look like? And we have the NOAA's climate forecast system. We also have the access to the European system, and we have access to the North American Multi-Model Ensemble, which is a NASA Canadian Meteorological Service, U.S. NOAA's weather models, all of them all put together to come up with a kind of a grand mean of the model. But also we can do a lot of different statistical diagnostics when you have that many models.
Wow. That's a lot of data that gets crunched into this fairly short set of words that forecast what happens in a season.
It's a lot of data. it's on the order for, you know, those that are technologically savvy, terabytes of data that come in and out of this building on a daily basis.
Looking at past predictions like this, so, you know, the 2017, what is winter going to look like in this season and so on back, how well do these tend to do?
So we have our historical skill scores that are on the Climate Prediction Center's website. We put them right out there to get us. And we have positive skill. The temperature forecast, about 50% of our forecasts, the forecasts that we make forecast for, the points, come up correct. In a climatological sense, you would only expect 33% of them to come up correct in a long-term forecast if you had no skill. So we're doing 50% at or about there if you take long-term averages. So we add skill, we add value as far as if you take these forecasts and use them for year after year, you would make better economic decisions on those. And that's kind of really a lot of the target is to help people kind of make what we call climate smart decisions on these longer range timescales.
Yeah, do you know what kind of decisions people are making based or informed in part by these longer term forecasts, these seasonal forecasts?
So the seasonal forecasts are used a lot by State Department of Transportation for budget planning on how many pounds of salt, how much overtime they may budget for. A drier season means potentially less snowy events, so maybe there's less snow plows that year. Snow, you may have to have less hours of that. A lot of times they're used for reservoir operations, especially in the western and southern U.S. So they'll be, hey, if there's a wetter forecast coming up, maybe we don't have to be so much on the water restrictions right now. We can not keep increasing those restrictions in drought areas because we're likely to get some relief coming up. So there's a lot of these bigger, larger scale decisions that are made on those.
Talking to Matt Rosenkranz, meteorologist and seasonal forecaster for the NOAA Climate Prediction Center. We're talking about seasonal forecasts. Our seasonal forecast for winter in Wisconsin sounds like a good chance of a warmer than average year and maybe a drier than average year. Matt, let's talk about local variation. This is a three-month period over a wide spatial area, a wide region. Anything can happen when you start to dig in closer, right?
You do end up with a lot of small-scale variability. So while a dry pattern for over the Great Lakes area, and especially Wisconsin, might mean some more northwesterly flow overall, you know, coming from the northwest, which would be a drier pattern, that could lead to locally heavy snowfalls for areas that are just in the right fetch of wind coming down off the lakes. So you may have very small-scale variations that are definitely that kind of confound the overall picture.
That's a local scale. Now, looking at a wider lens, we've got this overall concern about climate change and warmer temperatures. Another guest actually had used the loaded dice analogy about that, too, when it comes to the weather over the future. Does that start to play into your seasonal forecasting?
Yes, we do take into account what we call the trend. So we look at what the temperatures have done over the past 5, 10, 15, 20, and 30 years, and then we can use that as one of our predictor methods, absolutely.
Now, looking at shorter-term weather forecasts and when they turn from really very likely accurate to too far out to really predict what's going to happen in a particular place at a particular time, how hard is it, once we get past, say, a three-day threshold, to really predict the weather in a local area?
Well, right now, the National Weather Service has quite specific forecasts out to about day 6. So you can really get some pretty good accuracy and specificity out through day 6. We're doing some research and development on how do we push that timeline and border out until days 8, day 9, day 10. We have some really smart people working on that, and we're going to try and build what we call hybrid tools that take in those computer models we talked about before, do some statistics on that computer modeling and see if we can get some more accurate forecasts to extend that time frame where we can give everyone much more specific information further out in time.
Is there a threshold beyond which we could say, okay, weather is such a complicated system and there's so many variables interacting that, okay, at some point you just can't predict any further out with a forecast? Is there a limit as to how far out we can predict the daily weather accurately?
There's theoretical limits that people, the research was done in the 50s and 60s, but for doing this specific type of forecast, the high temperature will be a certain value. That tends to fall off in about 2 weeks, and then after that, you really should be giving odds and probabilities and ranges of things. NOAA's Climate Prediction Center actually starts doing some of that probabilistic work starting at week 2 in that time frame. So we have a really good transition from the precipitation and temperature specific amounts to a question of more that loaded dice. How loaded are they this time?
And this is the last day of October. We're talking about this seasonal forecast for December, January, February. Such a forecast exists, but do you revise it and update it through November as we close in on actual meteorological winter?
Yes. The Climate Prediction Center releases our seasonal outlooks on the third Thursday of every month. So in November, on November 15th at 8:30 in the morning East Coast time, Eastern time, we will be updating and giving one final outlook for the December, January, February timeframe.
And do you and your fellow meteorologists have any kind of office pool for how accurate the forecasts are?
No, we actually forecast all as a team. So we do on individual snowstorms. We'll put a, for the D.C. area, because that's where we are living and working, we'll have a snow pool on the wall. But for the overall forecast for the winter, we all do it as a team. So we either all live or we all go down with the ship.
There is no I in weather team. Matt, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Very well. Thanks for having me.
That's Matt Rosenkranz, meteorologist and seasonal forecaster for the NOAA Climate Prediction Center. We talked with him about the agency's winter forecast for Wisconsin. Odds are warmer than average and drier than average, it sounds like, and how these long-range weather forecasts are put together. By the way, meteorological winter is coming. It starts a month from tomorrow. Well, what are you hoping for in a Wisconsin winter this year? Do you like that idea of warmer and drier than usual? Or do you need some snow for the fun stuff you like to do? Let us know. Tweet us at Central Time WPR.